Critter Infestations. When I was a little kid, there were so many grasshoppers. They filled the fields and ate them up. It was a very hard year. The next 2 years after that were hard as well, but the numbers fell to a normal steady. Mibby said. They ate the fields and all the green plants, the leaves off the trees. No poison could stop them. Burning did nothing. People got so poor and hungry they would eat the grasshoppers. There was no limit. They canned them as dried winter snacks. Rough times indeed. I remember I was in my early 20s. I kept going to the trees and hills along the river, catching these big green and purple lizards about the size of a cat. They had incredible appetites. They would eat hundreds of grasshoppers a day, but it made little difference. Our fields were devoured and our people went hungry, said Umro. Those times weren't so bad, chuckled Farson. I was about 15, living in the woods most of the time from my dad kicking me out. Hunting and fishing was good in the woods. The mamushkas kept the critters at low tide in the plains back home. The world moves in long, long patterns, said Omaro. God's holidays, the elves called them. Every 127 years, the snakes breed in vast numbers and infest the landscape. Hundreds of thousands of snakes in a rainy season. The elves had recorded 18 seasons of this. Many of the snakes they claimed were from other worlds that had crossed over.
Why don't you suck an elf's dick as much as you praise him? Riddle me this, wise man. If they were so goddamn superior, how come we're living on their land and their bones are festering underground?
Farson laughed. He pulled out his flask for a long pull, not offering any to the others.